Enjoying Cambridge, Practical College English Course.
想在剑桥，大学实用英语综合教程，练习册，第一册。
Unit 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause.The question will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in.Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C,on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Hi, Jack. How are you doing? Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
2.Good morning, Amy. How's everything? Good morning, Amy. How's everything?
3. Mom, come and meet my friends. This is Mike.He's our monitor. This is Ellie. She plays the piano wonderfully. Mom, come and meet my friends. This is Mike. He's our monitor. This is Ellie. She plays the piano wonderfully.
Four. Shall we go to the park this Sunday? Shall we go to the park this Sunday?
5. Hello, let me introduce myself.My name is Laura Dexter, your new neighbor. Hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Laura Dexter, your new neighbor.
6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. Mary, Let me introduce you to my friend Paul. He's my old classmate.
Hello, Paul. Nice to meet you.
Question. Which of the following is true? Mary, let me introduce you to my friend Paul. He's my old classmate.
Hello, Paul. Nice to meet you.
Question. Which of the following is true?
Seven. Hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Laura Lee, your new classmate.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis. Nice to meet you.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman? Hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Laura Lee, your new classmate.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis. Nice to meet you.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman? Eight. Hello, are you Robert Smith from the United States?
Yes. Please call me Robert. Thanks for coming to meet me at the airport.
Question. Where do you think the conversation might have taken place? Hello, are you Robert Smith from the United States?
Yes. Please call me Robert. Thanks for coming to meet me at the airport.
Question. Where do you think the conversation might have taken place? Nine. Dad, this is Peter. I mentioned him to you yesterday. He's my new boyfriend.
Oh, I see. Glad to meet you, Peter.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Dad, this is Peter. I mentioned him to you yesterday. He's my new boyfriend.
Oh, I see. Glad to meet you, Peter.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Ten. Hello, Helen. Nice to see you here. So, how was your honeymoon?
Very relaxing, enjoyable, and romantic. I really had a great time. Thank you for your concern. Oh, Hans, let me introduce Stone to you.
Question. What can you infer from the conversation? Hello, Helen. Nice to see you here. So, how was your honeymoon?
Very relaxing, enjoyable, and romantic. I really had a great time. Thank you for your concern. Oh, Hans, let me introduce Stone to you.
Question. What can you infer from the conversation?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
It's always important to keep your guard up when communicating with someone online. With that in mind, you may want to think of initially giving your cell phone number. The reason is that someone armed with your home phone number can go online and easily find out what your home address is. This can usually be done in less than 20 seconds. And with your home phone and home address, a person with the wrong intentions can find out a lot more private information about you online. This is unfortunate, but part of the society we live in today.
Second reading.
It's always important to keep your guard up when communicating with someone online. With that in mind, you may want to think of initially giving your cell phone number. The reason is that someone armed with your home phone number can go online and easily find out what your home address is. This can usually be done in less than 20 seconds. And with your home phone and home address, a person with the wrong intentions can find out a lot more private information about you online. This is unfortunate, but part of the society we live in today.
Final reading.
It's always important to keep your guard up when communicating with someone online. With that in mind, you may want to think of initially giving your cell phone number. The reason is that someone armed with your home phone number can go online and easily find out what your home address is. This can usually be done in less than 20 seconds. And with your home phone and home address, a person with the wrong intentions can find out a lot more private information about you online. This is unfortunate, but part of the society we live in today. Unit 2. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
"Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin. 1. Are you looking forward to going home for the vacation?
I'm counting the days.
Question, what does the woman mean? 2. We can turn down this road to get to the airport.
But it is the busiest at this time of the day.
Question. What does the woman mean? Three. What do you want me to get? I am ready to leave now.
Pick up a bottle of milk and a loaf of bread.
Question. Where is the man probably going? Four. Charles got a ticket last night for speeding.
That will teach him a lesson and may keep him away from accidents.
Question. What happened to Charles last night? Five. How could people survive such a strong earthquake?
It is still unknown whether the number of victims will go up or not.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Dick. I was wondering whether you'd like to go to a charity fair with me tonight.
I'm busy with my term paper, you know, Jane. But what's it for?
To make donations for the quake victims in Sichuan. It's organized by the student union.
In that case, I'll go with you. We should show our love as we are expected to.
What are you going to contribute?
200 yuan plus some clothing. What about you?
Well, 300 yuan and some English cartoon books.
It's very considerate of you. I believe the kids will enjoy reading them.
I hope so. Shall we make it at 6 p.m. in our classroom?
Sure. See you then.
Questions. 6. What will Dick do tonight?
Seven. How much money will Jane and Dick donate together?
Hi, Dick. I was wondering whether you'd like to go to a charity fair with me tonight.
I'm busy with my term paper, you know, Jane. But what's it for?
To make donations for the quake victims in Sichuan. It's organized by the student union.
In that case, I'll go with you. We should show our love as we are expected to.
What are you going to contribute?
200 yuan plus some clothing. What about you?
Well, 300 yuan and some English cartoon books.
It's very considerate of you. I believe the kids will enjoy reading them.
I hope so. Shall we make it at 6 p.m. in our classroom?
Sure. See you then.
Questions. 6. What will Dick do tonight?
7. How much money will Jane and Dick donate together?
2.
Jenny, have you ever experienced an earthquake?
Sure, I have. I'll never forget my stay at a hotel in Chengdu when the Wenchuan earthquake took place on May the 12th this year.
What was it like?
It was my first earthquake, you see, and I didn't realize what was going on, though I heard a noise and saw some objects falling off the table onto the floor.
What happened next?
I was standing at the window on the 10th floor and happened to see some people running out of the hotel and shouting to each other in terror.
So you realized a quake was happening?
Yes, I rushed to the next door, shouting the name of my friend. And in 1 or 2 minutes, we hurried down the stairs to the first floor and joined the crowds in the garden.
Questions. 8. Where was Jenny when the earthquake took place?
Nine. What did Jenny see when she heard a noise?
10. Where did Jenny and her friend go for safety? 11. Jenny, have you ever experienced an earthquake?
Sure, I have. I'll never forget my stay at a hotel in Chengdu when the Wenchuan earthquake took place on May the 12th this year.
What was it like?
It was my first earthquake, you see, and I didn't realize what was going on, though I heard a noise and saw some objects falling off the table onto the floor.
What happened next?
I was standing at the window on the 10th floor and happened to see some people running out of the hotel and shouting to each other in terror.
So you realized a quake was happening?
Yes, I rushed to the next door, shouting the name of my friend. And in 1 or 2 minutes, we hurried down the stairs to the first floor and joined the crowds in the garden.
Questions. 8. Where was Jenny when the earthquake took place?
9. What did Jenny see when she heard a noise?
10. Where did Jenny and her friend go for safety?
6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
A key question for any only child is this. Why were you an only child? It's a key question for at least 2 reasons. If your parents had wanted several children, but could have you only, they are most likely to pour into you all the energy and attention that has been intended for several children. Such a child is known as little emperor, who often arrives when their parents are older, usually in their 30s. These little emperors can become very spoiled and self-centered or selfish as they live in the so-called 4-2-1 family. That is, a family of four grandparents, two parents, and one child. Older generations seem to put themselves at the service of their little emperor. On the other hand, you may be an only child because your parents planned for only one and stuck to their plan. Your parents may give you a very strict and well-planned education to make you a little adult. That's why many only children grow up feeling unhappy, because they always have to be such little adults.
Questions. 11. What are parents most likely to pour into their only child?
When do parents often have their only child?
13. What is the character of Little Emperor?
How does the only child become the center of the family?
15. Why are the only children unhappy when they have to be little adults?
16. A key question for any only child is this. Why were you an only child? It's a key question for at least two reasons. If your parents had wanted several children but could have you only, they are most likely to pour into you all the energy and attention that has been intended for several children. Such a child is known as little emperor, who often arrives when their parents are older, usually in their 30s. These little emperors can become very spoiled and self-centered or selfish as they live in the so-called 4-2-1 family. That is, a family of four grandparents, two parents, and one child. Older generations seem to put themselves at the service of their little emperor. On the other hand, you may be an only child because your parents planned for only one and stuck to their plan. Your parents may give you a very strict and well-planned education to make you a little adult. That's why many only children grow up feeling unhappy, because they always have to be such little adults.
Questions. 11. What are parents most likely to pour into their only child?
12. When do parents often have their only child?
13. What is the character of Little Emperor?
How does the only child become the center of the family?
15. Why are the only children unhappy when they have to be little adults?